There's no other way to put it. In the most simplest form, life is difficult, life is uncomfortable, but life is also beautiful. What you choose to do with that life, it's all your decision. All I want to do with you is just have a conversation about some of those more uncomfortable moments throughout the life, throughout the journey. I'm Dante, and this is Before I Go. Hey, what's up? It's Dante. And I want to talk to you real quick about a job versus a career, right? So when you're in high school, you're getting a job. When you're just out of high school, if you decide to take a year break before going to college, you get a job. When you go to college, if you decide to go to college, you're looking at getting a degree for a career. Okay, to also further your education, but more or less to get a career. Now, a lot of people have for some reason, trouble, you know, separating the two. But for the most part, there is a huge difference. A career is like a marriage. It's a lifelong commitment to a field that you are not just trying to make money in, but also you're highly interested, highly vested, highly educated in. You know, you don't have to go all the way to the doctoral aspect of that particular field, but you're so experienced in it and you're comfortable with it and actually enjoy it day in and day out, that it's a career, that's a commitment. That's like marriage, right? Whereas a job is more or less something that's giving you experience in a particular field, but you don't really care too much for. You're there just to get the paycheck. And that's okay, because that's what we do in life. We have to provide financially for our family, for ourselves. Keep a roof over your head, food in your belly, keep the lights and gas turned on. You know what I'm saying? And all the other things that you got to pay for. But the issue comes when you start talking about and treating a job like a job. Now, I've talked to a few human resource managers. I have a couple of friends that are in the human resource field. And they say, you know, one of the hugest mistakes for an employee is to treat a job like a job. Because there is a difference. When you treat a job like a job, you're just doing what you're told and that's it. You don't really care about the projection of what the owner of the company wants or expects or assumes his employees to give off. Hi, sir. Welcome to McDonald's. How can I help increase your happiness of your day? You know, I've never seen a McDonald's person like that. If you ever seen somebody like that, please let me know. I need their name. I need their store number. I gotta know. But here's to put it in a bare comparison. If you've ever been to Chick-fil-A, in my opinion, Chick-fil-A employees have some of the best customer service that I have seen, bar none, hands down, no other franchised restaurant out there right now can compare to Chick-fil-A. Like, they just don't, okay? Now, and most companies expect their employees to be like Chick-fil-A employees. But back to the HR thing, when you have a crappy attitude at your job about you just doing your thing, you're just collecting a check, that's when they start the motions for getting you out of the company and replacing you with somebody who's more appreciative, like that minimum wage or just the couple dollars just above a minimum wage is the greatest thing since sliced bread, and you should be appreciative that you're getting that and that you're working for us. Or some, another one of my friends, we'll call her friend A over in East Coast. She states that, you know, hey, a part of delivering the product that they need is the personality of the associate that's selling that product. If you go in to buy a car and you're like, hey, whatever, just pick what you want and we'll start talking numbers in a minute. You probably can't afford it, but whatever, just pick what you want. Well, you're not going to buy a car from that person, are you? You're like, nah, fuck that motherfucker, I'm out, bro. He ain't trying to sell me no car. But if you got a person like, hey, man, what's going on? How are you doing? How many kids you got, huh? Oh, yeah, that's nice. What sports teams are you into? You know, they try to make small talk. Even though you don't want them to, they try to make small talk. They're making an effort to get to know you, to find out what's best fit for you. Right? And some of those people really are helpful. Others are not. So those people that are really helpful, that are trying to really get to know you and make that small talk, that's what helps sells the business. For them, that may be a career. For the one that didn't really care and I wanted you to go out and just sell or pick a car, that's just a job for them. They don't really care. They don't want to be there. You know, and it's tough. You know, I find myself in the exact same position right now. You know, my job that I have, it's a real good, decent job. You know, decent benefits. The atmosphere, it's decent. It's okay. You know, it's not the greatest, but it's okay. You know, but it's just that. It's just a job. You know? And here I am. I just hit 33 yesterday, and I'm just like, shit, I gotta find me a fucking career. You know, but to find your career, you gotta ask yourself, what exactly do you want to do? I believe Steve Jobs was 35, 36 or something like that when he really kicked off with the Apple. Oprah Winfrey was in her mid to late 30s, I believe, also, before she started hitting it big with her show. I'm trying to think. I mean, there's a list out there. You can Bing it or Google it. You know, I like Bing, but, you know, a list out there of people that started, you know, in their later years of life to the millions that they make now. And me, by no stretch of the means, I don't want to be a millionaire, because trust me, I believe it. More money, more problems, like easily. I just want to be comfortable, though. I just want to find something that will help me combat my depression to the point where I enjoy going into the office every single day. You know, and maybe the people who have careers don't enjoy it every single day, but more often than not, they do. And that right there is definitely the job versus the career. I don't know. Let me know what you guys think. Let me know what, you know, for some of you that have had a job and found it to your career afterwards, or maybe you've had a job and it turned into a career. Or maybe the reverse. Maybe you had a career and it just turned into a job. You lost your passion with it. You know, I know a lot of things are turning to the tech industry now, but, you know, there are still different things out there for people to do, and there's still opportunities for you to find. It's just, how actively are you trying to find what you want and what you need? I'm Dante. This is Before I Go.